This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse wants the Biden administration to grant temporary protected status to Afghan citizens being evacuated to the U.S. and those who are already here. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
TPS protects citizens of a designated country from being deported and lets them work legally in the United States. It's generally used after natural disasters or during wars and other humanitarian crises. Neguse and three other Democratic House members sent a letter to the White House Thursday urging the president to grant the status to Afghans while it remains unsafe for them to return to their home country. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Denver's Kirkland Museum of Fine and Decorative Art is reopening today with a new exhibit. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
February's freezing temperatures burst the pipes of one of Denver's most colorful cultural institutions. 6 months and many repairs later, the Kirkland Museum is once again ready to welcome visitors with a new exhibit on designer Christopher Dresser. Associate Museum Director Renee Albiston says the show is presented on a new topic and in a different style than what visitors usually see at the museum.
We're really excited to educate the public on this sort of lesser-known movement, as well as really be able to drill down focus on some of these really lovely and beautiful objects that are in our collection.
The exhibit will run through the end of the year. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Pueblo Mayor Nick Gratisar will be one of 34 local officials picked to advise the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Gratisar will join other leaders from across the nation to serve in the Local Government Advisory Committee, which the EPA formed in 1993 to offer guidance on local environmental issues. Gratisar is the only new representative from Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.